we will read together, please, in John's Gospel and chapter 17. John chapter 17. Verse number 6, please. We are breaking into the prayer of the Lord Jesus just prior to the cross. John 17, verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. I want you to note the expression, out of the world. Thine they were, thou gavest them thee, and they have kept thy word. Look, please, to the next paragraph, verse 11. Now I am no more in the world. Will you notice the expression, please, in the world? But these are in the world, and I come to thee. Father, the Son was leaving the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. That's a different word, guarded. None of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might be, have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Verse 14, I have given them thy word, and the world hated them, because they are not of the world. You notice, please, not of the world. Even as I am not of the world, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, and thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, they also might be sanctified through thy truth. Chapter 23, verse number 19. Then the same day of evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. When he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. God will bless it. I wonder what our relationship with, our reaction to, and our responsibility for the world is. The word world in John's Gospel is used in three ways. It's used to describe the material world. It's used to describe the human world. It's used to describe a system that's alien. These words are seen in John 1 and verse 10, used in that verse. He came into the world, and the world knew him not. This indicates to us He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Shows creation, created world, then the world of humanity, but then another world, a system. A system that rejected him, refused his claim. It had been suborned and subverted and taken over by another power. And that's generally how the world is then used from this time on. It's that world that colors the appetite, that arranges the appearance, that suggests the association of man. That's the world. Now I want to take from John's Gospel, chapter 17, four expressions that give an indication of how the believer reacts to the world. Just to put it into context, we are privileged in this prayer, just under the shadow of a cross, to listen to the Lord speak to the Father. And for the first time, he said, verse 24, Father, I will. Father, I will. There are three petitions. The first five verses center upon himself. And the word is, glorify thyself. Glorify thy name. Thou name. It's glorification. In the second paragraph from verse 6, where we read, down to verse 19, the subject is the apostle. And the word is not glorify, the word is sanctify. Not glorification, but sanctification. When you come to the third paragraph from verse 20 to the end, he widens his thinking. Those who would believe through apostolic preaching, not you, but the word there is not glorify or sanctify, but unify. The subject, glorification of himself. The sanctification of his own, and the unification of the church in the age to come. I submit that this prayer was answered on the day of Pentecost. Now, in that context, I want to link four expressions in connection with the word. First, the paragraph from 6 to 10, as this to say, out of the world, out of the world, that alien system, satanically controlled, yet out of that world, the Father gave the Son. Who were they? Thine they were. Now you get that expression only in John, please. That expression is to be kept within the context of John, like this. Remember from the first chapter of John, the Lord Jesus is the rejected one. He came unto his own things, and his own people received him not. Through the ministry of the Scripture, through the ministry of the Spirit, through the ministry of the servant John, There were those in Israel that belonged to the Father. Dying they were. Hearts prepared. And when the person of Christ moved into their midst, then they came. Dying they were. Then they didn't lose anything. They are thine then. But they have obeyed the Spirit. They have obeyed the Spirit. They have obeyed the servant, and they have found the city. And out of the world to a person. The three aorists verb indicate what salvation is. They have received, that's the preaching. They have known, that's the power. And then they have believed, that's the present. In other words, they come to a present. Are you saved? I'm not asking you this afternoon, have you believed a verse? You come to a present? Did you find the Scripture and the Spirit directing you to that Savior who died on Calvary's cross? That one who took the guilty sinner's place within your claim, identified with a person out of this world. That's the identification, spiritual. It's to a person. Not to be identified nationally anymore, or culturally, or religiously, but to a person out of this world. Identification. The next paragraph has a different expression. It's in the world. This is not identification, this is location. Not to a person, but in a place. What's it mean? The Son speaks to the Father. I come to thee. These that thou hast given me, I'm leaving them. I was keeping them, the Savior said. In fact, I guarded them. The word in the tense is that I guarded them. They were the subject of his prayers. They seen something of his power. Now they said, I'm leaving. And I'm leaving them in this alien place. Now he says, Holy Father, keep them, oh, keep them. This is divine preservation. It's the prayer of the Son for his own. He recognizes the dangers, the difficulties, the distresses that will beset them. But he says, look, this is my prayer. I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Chapter 14, he speaks of my peace. Chapter 15, he speaks of my love. But here he speaks of my joy. What is it? It's the pathway that he traveled. It's the power that he enjoyed. It's the peace that he, it was in. He said, my joy. Do the Father's will. To be associated with the Father's hope, held in the Father's hand. He said, my joy. Now, fellows, you be to the person. But you're left in this place. Your identification to the person. Your location in a place, you're still on earth. Lord has physically left the place, gone up, gone in, but he's left us here. But the prayer is, keep through thy name or in thy name those that thou hast given me. And he would speak down tonight to every believer.
But I whisper. The next paragraph changes a bit. It's not out of the world. It's not in the world. It's this, they're not of the world. As I am not of the world. The source of this being didn't belong to earth. The supplies that he drew upon didn't belong to earth. Here are those identified with my person, left in this place for testimony.
No,
this is not their identification. It's not their location. It's their sanctification. You see, the Lord said, now, I don't pray that they may be taken out of the world physically. He didn't pray for that. That's the physical idea of sanctification. That's enshrined in monasticism, asceticism, Phariseeism, exclusivism. That's what it is. But he said, no, I don't pray for that. He could easily have done that. But at the same time, the opposite of that is moral assimilation. They become morally assimilated in that world, do they? Are their appetites the same? Are they reading the same filthy book as the world? Watching the same filthy programs as the world? Are their associations the same? Are they on the game speed and in the wasting time and talent and treasure? Are they different in their appetites? In their association? In their appearance?
There's a satanic teaching that says to reach people you must be like people. The Bible teaches distinctive of it. To reach people you must be different from them. You must be distinct from them in your actions, appearance, associations and ambition. Not of the world. Where are you drawing your strength from, said the Zeke. That will tell a story.
Where do you draw your supplies from?
Where are you finding strength?
Not of the world. I'm not of the world. They're not of the world.
Here is their sanctification in a power. He says, sanctify them through thy word.
Other passages will show that sanctification deals with the Spirit of God within. This passage leads to another side of the truth.
Sanctify them through thy truth, that revealed truth. Set them apart.
Thy word is truth. You think of that?
The believer distinguished from the world in which we live because the word speaks.
I don't go to their places. I'm not involved in their practices. I'm not engaged in their pleasures because I have a different origin. I have a different strength.
Born from above. It's the same word as used of Christ. From above. Think of that. So our identification. So our location. Physically. So our sanctification. Morally. And the Lord says, I sanctify myself. You ponder that, do you?
That's the physical setting aside of the Lord himself in glory. For there she is, I sanctify myself.
The sanctification doesn't imply any change in the individual, but it's a change in the youth. The Lord sanctifies himself. Oh, there's he.
Out of the world to a person. In the world, in a place, visit. Not of the world, morally.
Or identification,
or location,
or sanctification. But there's a fourth expression. I send them into the world.
Now he can trust them. Now he can commission them. Now he can send them back into the world.
Now, isn't this exactly where our brother Joe brought us to? And I can't leave this conference without coming to chapter 20. Look round that company in that upper room. 11 frightened, fearful men.
Not much missionary material, is it?
The world would have smiled and said, there's not a degree from the university of the rabbis, there's not a degree amongst them.
There's not a sword amongst them to meet the might of the military power of Rome.
There's nothing there that men would say would be of much use. Look around. What does he say?
I send you.
In a few years, these men would be the ones that would turn the world upside down.
What happened in that upper room? Listen to it. There are four things. There's the commission from a person.
Ah, so send now you
into the world. Back into that from which we've been drawn out. But morally and completely separate. Not drawing strength or supplies from it, but drawing them from another source. We're sent to take the mighty message of the man of the cross that I'm sending.
I believe in assembly commendations. All my acts. But that assembly commendation won't do you much good when you're under pressure. Facing the pathway and the power of Satan. What do you need? Permission from a person to send I you.
Are the hearts sent tonight? Are you saved by God's grace, satisfied with his word, seeking a pathway for you?
So send I you.
Christ the Son of God hath sent me through the midnight land. Mind the mighty ordination of the pierced hand.
Stand under his cross. The love of Christ. And strength.
Don't say something more. Better.
What he was sending him to do was beyond human ability to do. So he breathed God.
Symbolically imparting the Holy Spirit as the indication of the power, the committal of the power that they would need that Holy Spirit of God to guide, to guard, to govern.
And he breathed on them.
Is that enough?
That's not enough.
There's something more. Commendation from a person. There's a committal of a power. There's a continuation of a purpose.
He didn't send them to build school or build hospital.
This is the result. This is the outcome. But that which must take priority is the evangelic message. He said this, as the Father sent me, so send I you. Carry on that message. It's the continuation of a purpose. And he said, I'm giving to you a message that will mean the retention of sins or the remission of sins. You have that message to declare. You have that which will reach the hearts of men and can meet their needs.
There is a continuation of that. There's still need of something else. Show them his hands and his tongue. the contemplation of a pain. It cost me much. Do you think it will cost you less? He's sending them back into that alien world with a message now that carries the might of heaven and the star. I wonder, out of the world, in the world, not of the world, into the world, in the Carmichael world. A sun star, no hidden scar, foot, or side or hand. I hear thee sung as mighty in the land. I hear them tell thy bright ascendant star. A sun star. A stubborn wound, yet I was wounded by the archer's death. They nailed me to a tree to die and rest. By rattling beast that compassed me, I died. Stand alone. No wound, no scar, yet as the master shall the servant be. Here shall the feet that follow thee, for thine are whole, and he appalled but. Stand alone. No scar.